without you.
River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. The mayor of Toowoomba, Paul Antonio. Marnie is just about to go national on television on Channel 7. We've got him just before he does so. Paul Antonio, good morning. How you doing?
Morning. How are things down in Ipswich?
Very well, thank you. Obviously not as fresh as the air up there.
Of course.
Beautiful and fresh up here. Lots of oxygen in this cool air.
Now, a COVID-19 quarantine hub to be built near Toowoomba. The regional facility is expected to be up and running by the end of the year. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, well, mixed thoughts. I guess on one hand, it's economic development. It'll provide jobs. It'll provide a lot of things. But on the other hand, we as a local government have been kept right out of the loop. We probably won't have anything to do at all with the licensing or planning, which is the normal thing that we would do. I think the state government have taken it over completely. And I think the issue that I have certainly is that we were not brought on this journey at any stage. In fact, on the 8th of February, I had a meeting with a lot of health providers in Toowoomba and some business people as well.
Mm-hmm.
We sent off some 22 questions to the Prime Minister as well as the Premier. And apart from a quick note back, say thank you for your letter, Paul, I've seen nothing.
Mm.
Wow.
So, I'm a little disappointed that we haven't been brought on this journey. We're not involved. I think local government is not a highly respected level of government. Normally, if there's a project coming our way, we find out a lot about it. We are told we're brought on that journey, much of which is confidential.
Mm.
We work with our senior planning people about it all. And this particular case, that hasn't happened. On the other side of the coin, there could be some strong economic benefit to Toowoomba, the 3,000 meal today, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The construction will provide jobs. But in saying all of that, I think we should have been brought on the journey, because there is concern in this community, and from talking to some of the local police, there's around about 70% of the people who aren't necessarily very happy about it. They want to know what's going on.
So did the Wagner family tell you about this?
Oh, look, a long time ago we had a briefing and that was fine, but then nothing happened. It was obviously a fair conflict between the state and the federal government. I think that's obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
Anyhow, now it's happened and this is where we are.
Mm. So,
I've invited the planning people from Brisbane to come to Toowoomba Regional Council and brief myself and my colleagues and certainly some of the other business people in town who will have an input into that, maybe the local politicians who would have an interest in it. They're coming hopefully on Wednesday is the arrangement at this point in time.
You'd think you'd get just an email at least, maybe a phone call and say, hey, this is what we're planning on doing.
Would it be fair to say there's a big lot of politics in this? Mm-hmm. And that's fine. That's the land we live in. But with something as significant as this, with something where there's a concern in our community about this, I think it's highly appropriate that we were taken on a journey that would help us understand exactly what was going to happen.
All right. Well,
Okay.
We'll leave that
there. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for your time, as always.
He doesn't sound happy,
Marnie.
Thank you, Paul.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she's been pushing for the hub since January. Federal government's already building a quarantine facility near Brisbane Airport, which the state will run, and Marnie, the Wagner family, are to construct the 1,000-bed facility near Wellcamp Airport after signing a deal with the state government.
Mm.
All happening.
Mm-hmm.
Marnie and Campo, River 949.